A very good morning to you. Today is Friday, and everybody made it today. This is Gabe King, and I'll be sitting in on this talk line, and you're free to call KYUK. Diane isn't here today, so I'm all alone here in the studios. If you want to call and voice your concerns about any topic, Delta-wide, and if you have concerns about, well, a lot of things here in Bethel, as well as the Delta. And currently we're under cloudy skies, and as usual, we have John Nick this morning. Good morning, John.
Morning, Gabe. How are you doing?
I'm doing really good.
Sorry about that. I'm calling my dog.
Oh, your dog? Okay, all right. What's your dog's name?
Mitzi.
Oh, Dick Tree?
Mitzi.
Mitzi, okay. Okay, John, go ahead this morning.
Okay, I'd like to, if you got, you know, some people might still be out hunting now. Got to be really careful, like there's a lot of slush water and where you're rain gear, you want to get hypothermic even you're out a little ways, you know.
Yeah.
And, have a fire starter, ways you can keep dry. I've been looking around for birds, I hardly see anything, must be the cold or something.
Yeah,
but
some,
other than that, I just want to warn everybody, please, if you could avoid the lakes and the river, because it's really, really dangerous.
It is very dangerous,
it's,
yes.
You know, with all this wet snow, it's hard to tell if it's open or not. You don't want to take no chances, you know.
No chances out
no,
at all.
No, every life
zero.
Is valuable.
Yes.
You know, we're all part of the community, even in the villages. One year they had, they enforced that, I think it was in the Bushkek, where if you went on that river, you were going to go to jail, you know. That's how much concern they had over people's lives.
Wow, was that in the Bushkek? Maybe we could have somebody from the Bushkek.
One of the villages, yeah, maybe.
Or somebody, yeah, out there in the villages.
They should put that warning there, because you don't want to risk your life to save somebody who wasn't very smart and not thinking about the situation.
Also, they have a risk for those people going out there trying to rescue them as well.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. You have other lives in jeopardy when you're doing something like this. So everyone, please be careful. If you're going to be going out, at least have two snow machines.
Yeah, always take somebody with you. Take a pro with you. Take, you know, survival gear, warm clothes, extra warm clothes, warm food.
Yeah, warm
hot
food.
Hot coffee or tea or hot chocolate, something.
Yeah, or a rope and something in case you need to jerk somebody out. You never know what happens,
The tundra.
Benjamin and I.
It's pretty unpredictable out there on the tundra itself
well.
And if people are going out there, please use a lot of common sense.
Yeah, and this wet snow turns up a lot of snow on top of you when you're riding, too. You know how that goes.
Yeah, it's wet snow right now. It's wet snow, and it's going to be cool for the next week, according to the weather.
Next week we're supposed to get in the 40s, I think.
Yeah, we're going to get into the 40s. Yes, we are. And
Weather or not.
Weather or not. Yes, right on, dear
okay,
John.
Gabe, I'd like to wish our condolences to the Moses family for the loss of their mom, and we want to send our condolences and prayers to them also.
Hey, thank you. And, I'd like to send my condolences to the Moses family as well. And,
okay. Thank you, Gabe, for hosting. And
you
too. Everyone, please be safe and watch out, it's really slushy on the roads, and make sure you have a good pedestrian room and whatever, and please don't drink and drive.
Hey, very good advice. John, I really appreciate all of that good information that you're giving our listeners throughout the YK Delta, and thank you very much. And
I enjoy sharing all this, you know.
Yes, and that is very good.
Never
know.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you very much, Sir John.
Bye.
That's right, you heard it from John Nick, a local person from Bethel, a longtime resident, and he's very concerned about everybody's well-being out there, and he's always encouraging everybody to please don't drink and drive if you're going to be out there. And everybody here in Bethel should know that our roads are unfavorable at the moment until something happens. And speaking of roads, the stretch by the city office and the Covenant Church and Watson's Corner. Please drive very carefully. And remember, there are your suspensions on your vehicle, and if you gotta drive, be cautious, and there's no need to rush from point A to point B. The roads all over, of course, everybody knows when you're commuting to and fro, the roads are very dippy and a lot of potholes, and I noticed some drivers have been driving on the pedestrian sidewalk or the side roads to avoid these very deep potholes. So please use a lot of caution out there. Give yourself time to go to work or give yourself time to go to, like, stores or AC or wherever. There's going to be, we're going to have U.S. Senator Dan Sullivan coming in to Bethel this coming Tuesday, May 1st. And we're going to have, he's going to be here at 11 a.m. till noon. And there will also be a Yupik translator. And there's a lot happening in our nation's capital. And if you have a chance to ask your senator questions, there's going to be somebody here for you to represent you, and that's going to be on the air this coming Monday, May 1st. So call in with your questions to our senator, or you can email or your questions to news at kyuk.org or KYUK's Facebook messengers, and we're going to thank you for participating. And again, to the friends and family of Emma Moses, big condolence and prayers to to Emma Moses' family, at relatives, cousins, friends, and she's a very sweet lady, and we will be giving you that location. And up this morning, we have Rhonda with 4-H. Good morning, Rhonda.
Good morning, everyone. Happy late April Fool's Day. Just saying, love the snow.
Okay, it's melting. But we gotta tolerate it until
actual spring arrives after breakup. That'll be very nice.
You know, this is a plus because we have all of this snow out there on the tundra, and this coming, when we harvest the berries, it's gonna be plentiful.
I was getting a little worried about the fire season because we didn't have enough water, so we'll just count it as a blessing.
Yes, that's a big blessing. With all this snow out here in the Delta, maybe statewide, because we're getting the Chinook. If you notice the lows on the Gulf of Alaska and peninsula out there on the Bering Sea, it's bringing up all this weather phenomena. So you're calling from 4-H, and you got a lot of good information, I know that.
Yes, we do. Lots of changes have happened over the last couple of years of 4-H, and now that we're coming up on summer, I wanted to reiterate to folks some of those. One is that we're not a drop-in center anymore, and that's a little bit frustrating for parents, but it's very important for your kids' safety and everything. We love to have them, but it does require a registration. It's a few pieces of paper, and for all the activities that happen at the 4-H Center, a.k.a. the Teen Center, those are all free. So there's no the $25 4-H registration fee is paid for, and that after-school program and the summer day camp is paid for through our grant with ABCP. So that is really wonderful, but it's still not a drop-in program, and we really need to have those registrations in. So what we are doing since summer is coming up on Saturday, May 5th, Cinco de Mayo, at the 4-H Center, we're going to have a registration day, so 1 to 4 p.m. So what that is going to do is come and check and make sure that you have all of your paperwork done, especially if you want to do the summer day camp any of the weeks. If you want to be involved in soccer or the fitness center sports club, those all require the basic 4-H registration, and we can get all of those done in that and those on May 5th. Soccer is going to have another registration day, so if you're only doing soccer, you can come on that day, and everybody who is doing soccer, well, they will have a little bit more of a fee so that they can pay for the equipment needed to support the program. And if anybody has trouble paying any of those fees, they can come and talk to me or to Carolyn. The fitness center will be with us on May 5th registering their camp because they are a chartered 4-H club, and all of their summer sports clubs are with 4-H, so those all need registration. They do have an extra fee because they need to pay for the staff to be able to deliver those programs. So that will be a little bit extra. I'm not certain when fitness center sports camps start, but I know 4-H summer day camp starts June 4th at noon, and we will be having free meals for not only the participants there, but for anyone under 18 that is in Bethel. We will have free lunch and free dinner at the center and a couple other sites, and we will be talking about that more in May. So May 5th from 1 to 4 at the 4-H Youth Center is registration day. Please come and register. We are also taking summer registration weeks for the people that we need to know when your kids are going to be there this summer. Last summer, because our program is growing so well, we had up to 70 kids a day a couple of times, and that's pushing my comfort zone for safety for the kids. So we need to know when your kids are going to be coming because we need to have a cap on it and make sure that all the kids coming have enough room and enough space to be able to enjoy the program.
That sounds really good because wouldn't you mention that the capacity of the kids is filling up the teen center there?
Yep.
And do the parents already know that it's not a drop-off center anymore? Have you mailed or submitted letters out to the families, or did you put a sign out there? Is it posted on all the stores and all over Bethel?
When that's a really good idea. I haven't done that since we switched over. And we have been growing back again into the program since the change with the university and the city. So it just hasn't been reiterated enough, but I will just definitely do that.
Yeah, that would be very helpful to a lot of the families and people that, you know, drop off their little kiddies over at the teen center.
So yep, and if anybody has any questions, we do have a Facebook page and we do have a website, so you can find us online, but also the phone number is 543-2088, 543-2088, and they can reach us there. Oh. Otherwise, stop by. Come see us.
Okay, that sounds very good. That's the important information that you gave to everybody that's involved in the 4-H program.
Yes.
Thank
and
you so much for calling.
You're welcome. You have a great day.
Yes, you too.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. And good morning to you all. You're listening to Talk Line. My name is Gabe King, and I'll be sitting here. Diane isn't here today, so I'm hosting today's Talk Line. And we have a message here to the friends and family of Emma Moses, and the funeral services tomorrow for Emma at the Bethel Catholic Church at 1 p.m. Feast to follow at the parish hall right after the burial. The family thanks everyone for prayers and support. And at this time, her favorite verse is John 3:16. And if you don't know what John 3:16, it's "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on him shall not perish but have everlasting life." And that's the message for you. And we have Eric Morgan from Jukoch Balik. Hey, good morning, Eric. Tell us what's going on.
Well, just give a report, Watts. The ice since yesterday lifted up about 6 inches. Water's rising about 8 inches. we finally start getting water along the side, along the beach, and it's getting more current now, and it's starting to cut a little bit on the ice. We got open patches here and there right behind the islands, and it's opening up middle of the river up by Dochbalak, and from Helentown's fish camp down to Rusty Creek, it's wide open. But the main river, I advise everybody who's going on there, be very cautious. Some places are starting to get like needle ice, but the water's still kind of low. And the ice, the last time we checked, about 2 weeks ago, it was about 3.5 feet thick. So just given the report on water, the water is very, very rusty and dirty. And I'll just give updates on anything. If anybody needs to call and check on me, just call 467-2009. I go down every morning and check on the river and give a report to. Better give a report to Mark Leary. That way he can pass it on whoever needs to River Watch and stuff.
Wow, that's real good information. People are being cautious up there. A lot of people up there are being cautious, and hopefully all the people around here are being cautious because it's treacherous out there, dangerous.
Yeah, I always check the river, so sometimes people call me, so if anybody has questions, they can call me.
Okay, that's Eric up in Drochbelak, 467-6009, that's 6009, right?
No, 2009.
Oh, I'm sorry.
467.
Yeah, 467-2009. Eric from Drochbelak, thank you very much.
Okay, thank you, yeah.
And that was Eric from Drochbelak giving us a river report. And we have Tom from Chilista Corporation. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, Gabe. How are you holding up by yourself today?
Oh, I guess I'm doing well. And Diane isn't here. Peter's not here. They must be out of town. I believe that Peter Achuk is traveling to Anchorage for further training.
Mm.
And Diane, I have no idea where she's at, but nevertheless, she's somewhere. Yes, sir, there, come. You have we appreciate all those checks that you have sent us, and we appreciate what Chilista Corporation is doing for us and all this programming for students and all the information that you're given to us shareholders.
Yeah, good, good. Well, we're very happy that the checks are arriving. You know, they seem to take a little bit longer every year and year for the post office to deliver, but glad they're finally getting to the shareholders out there. We're also sending out door prizes to a lot of tribes that have requested prizes for cleanup greenup. We're a little bit behind schedule, so if you haven't gotten your box yet, just please give it another couple weeks for the box to arrive. But for any tribes that submit a request by email or fax for door prizes for cleanup, we will get that to you. But I just want to give a quick update for next week. The board's shareholder relations committee, we're going to try traveling again since our last flight got canceled from weather. So next Wednesday, May 2, we'll be in Chivac. Thursday, May 3, will be in Marshall and Napakiak, and Friday, May 4, will be in Aniak.
Wow, that's a lot of information for weather-depending traveling. And,
the information is on our website. Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, the door prizes sound really good for the clean-up, green-up for all the villages. And, of course, we want to keep the YK Delta beautiful, free of trash and debris and all that garbage.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Good. Well, for people who want the dates and times for those trips next week, you can find them on our website or Facebook page, and we also are faxing the flyers to the tribal offices as well.
Wow, that's a lot of information, and Chilista does keep us informed via these flyers and newsletters and so forth. Thank you very much there, Tom. some chili stuff.
Yeah.
All right.
Beef, take care.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you so much. You heard it from Tom and door prizes. Wow, that sounds good. And springtime is always fun. We want to keep Bethel and all the villages and everywhere beautiful, free of trash. We have this morning Ruth Kaukok Yvonne. Good morning, Ruth.
Kaukok, yeah. Hi.
Kaukok.
Good morning.
Excuse me.
I would like to make an announcement. The Alcohol Beverage Control Board is holding a special meeting on Tuesday on May 22nd, 2018 at the Cultural Center at 1 o'clock. So the board will let everyone that wants to speak. It's a public hearing concerning the Bethel Spirits and the licenses. So if you can't make it, the public hearing for the alcohol issue on May 22nd, 2018, at 1 o'clock at the Cultural Center, you may call them, the phone number to call to be part of the speaking if you would like to be one of the speakers or one if you want to say what you want to talk about.
Voice your concerns.
Voice your opinion. That's what I was looking for.
Yes.
1-800-315-6338. I'll say it one more time. 1-800-315-6338. And you have to press a code.
There's a code. Okay.
69173#.
73#.
The code. 69173#.
Okay, 69173#.
Yeah,
okay,
the meeting is open to the public to attend at any time during the meeting.
Ruth, I wanted to ask you a question. This alcohol beverage control, do they send out flyers? Do they send, to all the box holders throughout the YK Delta?
No, I don't think so.
I believe that they should. I believe that everybody should be involved. It is concerned about this dilemma.
Yeah.
Or I don't know if I worded it correctly, but it's it has become a problem out here in the YK Delta. So,
yes.
So if you have concerns. Ruth said, there is a toll-free number, 1-800-315-6338, and the code 69173#, and that's going to be coming up May 22nd at the Cultural Center at 1 p.m.
Yes. And individuals with disabilities, if you are in a wheelchair and you want special attention, you need to notify before the public meeting, before May 15, here it is, amco.admin@alaska.gov. amco.admin@alaska.gov. So if you email them, they'll make arrangements for you to go attend these meetings. Before you have to do it before May 15th.
Okay.
So they're giving an opportunity for everyone that would like to speak about this issue and your concerns. They usually have it in Anchorage, but because of a lot of phone calls, they are going to hold a here in Bethel.
Oh, that's a blessing to have that.
Yes, I've learned about it this morning. We just turned in our stuff for.
And hopefully there's a big turnout there.
Okay, thank you.
Boyana there, Ruth Kaukok Ivan. And good morning to Nick from Drochbillock, and you have a report. Good morning, Nick.
Good morning. Yeah, I heard from Mark Larry up in the Pamias yesterday. They sifted out towards the middle of the river. So it's sure sounding like hearing from some noises that the water's seeming low, but, looking at what went on this winter with a lot of snow, it's really possible that we will end up having high water. So we can people down in the lower villages and, you know, people who's living down low, I'll be prepared for some water this spring. And, you know, I've never gone through a flood before in my life, but I do have feelings for the people who go through it. And, you know, it's a pretty serious thing. So be prepared for some water, you know, not knowing if we'll get it, but with all the snow we've had and getting some rain, I'm pretty sure we'll have some water this spring through to break up. And you know, for people who are out hunting, it don't matter if you're a pro or not. You know, if the ice or the water has no
does not recognize anyone.
No, it, you know, the weight of a person or a vehicle, it does not have no.
Yeah. Yeah, we have to respect our nature out here. It's very wild. Our Alaska is still wild out here, especially out in the rural areas. And Nick, we thank you very much. And Mark Leary called earlier this morning and says that he was having fun watching the breakup, and that was his show. He mentioned that he was watching some ice sheets racing each other down the river toward your way, so... that was his report earlier this morning. Thank you very much, dear Nick, for all of that report.
Yeah, and you know, with the past, you know, the elders down in Bethel, the family, my condolences go out to them, and may the good Lord be with them. And I'd like to say hi to all of my family up and down the river, and you know, Yukon, and to my relatives who is doing time. May the good Lord be with you all, too, and the people who are in the hospitals, and I'm thinking about you. Okay.
Wow, Nick, that was awesome. Thank you for on that that positive encouragement.
Oh, you're welcome.
Oh, thank you very much, Nick. And we have okay. Thank you, Nick. Have a good day. And we have an anonymous person on the line. Good morning to you, anonymous.
Good morning. The guy took my... the words out of my mouth.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, I'm calling because of concern for what I saw in the river yesterday. We went down to go check the ice.
Oh, is that around here in Bethel, like at the slough or the main
right
river?
Right in front of Old Swanson's Marina.
Oh, okay, right there. Yep, right that seawall there?
Yes.
Okay.
Trash all along there.
Oh, yes, there's trash.
People should have respect for the river that provides food for everybody that we need all year around. And I used to do green up and just see how the river is being taken care of by people that don't want to bring their trash all the way to the dump. It's, it gets to me because the river is a provider and provides food for us.
Yeah, we do all kinds of things on the river. We go swimming, we go boating, we go fishing, swimming, and just having fun out there. And yeah, it does concern me when I see, I believe it concerns a lot of people when you see like plastic bags and trash and stuff flowing on the river. And sometimes on my part, I try to bring back that trash back to Bethel and clean up. We need to keep this our communities, not only Bethel but possibly the whole state, nice and clean.
Yep.
Because you're right, it does provide us fish and recreation and fun, enjoyment.
In the small communities, they do clean up. Where environmental workers are supposed to be collecting the oil from people that are not using the used oil that they take out of their four-wheelers, which could be used for chainsaws and ice augers.
And starting maquis.
Me and my
friends, we use our waste oil to start our maquis, and and we save that oil and we recycle it our way.
AVAC has a burner that uses. AVAC has a burner that they burn the used oil in when people don't know what to do with them.
Oh, okay. I haven't heard anything about that AVAC thing, but they do burn. That's their from their power plant. They take out all of their used oil and stuff, and they do incinerate it. If you see it, it's a small barrel. It's a small 55-gallon drum that they use, and I don't know if they can use that for the rest of the public, but
they can. I worked in the environmental, and I've been to a lot of training, so I see what is not being done, what we had to do in the villages.
Oh, in the villages. Okay.
Yeah. We had AVAC, where we can burn our used oil to. And old vehicles.
Oh.
Old vehicles should be, the Yukon, I saw a barge full of old dead vehicles being barged down the river that they collected from all the villages to be brought to
Anchorage
one of the places.
Or to Seattle, back to Seattle. Or wherever they recycle steel and aluminum and so forth. Wow, that's first that I've heard from you about AVAC doing this for the community, but we probably need an AVAC representative from around here, or if they would let the public know what we can do with your waste oil, used oil.
Yeah, I was AVAC chairperson too, so being on a lot of organizations, you get to know what you can do with stuff that you have laying around.
Yeah. Especially considering the used oil and waste oil.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's good information.
I just want to say for everybody out there to be careful traveling, getting the birds for your fresh new meals, and hunters to be safe out there. Share a hug, give a smile.
Yes.
Make good choices.
Yeah.
Make weekend.
Mm-hmm. Yep, you're right. It's the choices. It's the choices that we make. Thank you, Anonymous, for calling us and giving us all this information. And again, like you said, that, and everybody concerned, please, if you're going to travel, be cautious, because it's not ideal for long-range travel. Bayana. And we have Mark Springer on the line. Hey, Mark, you're on the air.
Hey, I didn't tell her my last name. She guessed it.
Okay.
That's okay. Now it's her.
All righty.
I'm just giving her a hard time.
Hey, Mark, what kind of information are you going to give us? You're a council member, right? You're a city council member?
Yeah, but I'm not calling for that.
Oh, you're not calling for that. You got some concerns. What's your concerns?
I'm concerned about the great job you're doing this morning.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Yep. Nice to hear you back on the air. And I'm calling to congratulate the KYUK News Department and KYUK's multimedia producer, Katie Baisley, for all the awards they got at the Alaska Press Club this weekend.
Wow, that's awesome.
They got first place awards and second place awards and third place awards for just a variety of stories. Katie got best online video for the piece she did about the gray whale, and the News Department got couple of awards for that coverage. Christine got an award for a story she did about Natalie Hansen lifting weights. Some of them were newsroom awards. So it just shows the level of teamwork that goes on in there, and the leadership of Anna Rose, news director, and editors and anchors. So I think they deserve the awards they got, and they deserve the accolades of the community for continuing to do a very good job for us. They don't do it for them. Mm-hmm. They don't try to win prizes. They do it to keep us informed.
Information,
To get, information and news and,
true
news. So I want to congratulate the newsroom staff for the awards they got, and of course to recognize them and thank them for the great job that they do with Infinite K for us. So that's my stay the heck off the river. Holy cow!
Isn't that ample warning for all the listeners out there?
That's from
lots of warnings we've been given.
Minto Flats on down to the mouth, just either fly airplane or wait till your boat's ready.
Oh, yeah, there you go, Mark. And hey, thank you. KYK, all these awards and stuff, you know what they do around here? It's called teamwork.
That's right. That's exactly right. Hopefully they'll call in, or they'll have a little piece to brag a little bit about for the awards they got, because they certainly deserve to brag a little bit.
Okay. So, wow.
Okay.
Hey, thank you very much, there, Mark. And I got a email here. I'm going to announce it. It's from Anonymous. It says, "Good morning, guys. Just want to say that everyone to have a safe weekend and make good choices to the hunters. Be safe and share a hug and give a smile." Oh, that's awesome. And we have Cesari on the line. Good morning to you, Cesari.
Yeah, good morning.
And what do you have to say there, Cesari?
Happy weekend.
Enjoy
the weekend. That's what I say. But what they consider me, and what I hear more and more voices and from people around me, and even some of them I really know, and some of them I not know, the YKHC have hell of a time to traveling, put people to travel to get medical attention. They arrange the procedure, surgeries, or whatever they needed in Anchorage, and they leave them. And they don't provide the trip. They leave them with nothing. They're not giving them chances. And lots of those people don't have freaking money to go over there. They borrow, they postpone it, the procedure is not done, and the YK don't paying for it. And they should be, if they refer you to Anchorage or somebody, they should be, with the referral, include the traveling arrangement, hotel arrangement, like was before. Now, I don't know the maybe, because I hear from local people, I don't know how the village is, but the local people, and I know a few of them recently, what they have denied, and a few of them still waiting and fighting because they had to have procedure, they now refused to pay it. And this thing is ridiculous. And when you go to the plane every morning, noon, or evening time, you have on the first class with the is three-quarters of those people is YK employee. I don't know how they're using that arrange the tickets to YK buying or them buying, but if you're buying YK buying, they have them lots of miles, and the miles supposed to go, in my opinion, direct to the program and to support those what they really needed, the procedure or something. And I think it's something not right, because I never been here for almost 40 years. In early days, and my little kids have an assistant and been referral, and now they're adults, but there never been a problem with it. I understood some gasak or something, like me, no good for nothing. Pay that, you pay yourself or you die, but this local, they're supposed to be the native, they're supposed to be protected and pay for the Medicaid and whatever, and for the treatment, and what kind of deal is you need surgery, they refer you for surgery, and they pay you for it. So why the referral for the surgery when they don't pay for the trip? They have no any sense, and I'm really concerned. This thing getting worse and worse. I hear more people every week or month, I hear somebody either refused, and some of them canceled their appointment and decide because they can't afford it. In better life is kind of tough, and mostly for the working man and working family, and to spend $1,000 with the trip to Anchorage to go see doctor, they sometimes choose to be suffer and not go for it. I think that is not right, and that should be somebody, board of director or something, put more intention in it and somehow corrected that problem.
Yeah, that's a concern. I don't know if I can entirely agree with you on these, but there's two sides of the coin. There's two stories, one on each party.
Yes,
we need to hear from somebody from YKHC, maybe a board member or so, and see what kind of progress they're doing up there at YKHC. I mean, they're doing a lot. There's a lot of projects going on.
There is. But it's one more thing. It's like I haven't messed up my wrist. I fractured my wrist, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I try go over there and get wrist protection to protect me from more injury and stuff. And she said, I don't want to give me. I just asked to buy it.
Mm-hmm.
We're not giving away. I tell I don't want it that. Giving me, I pay you for it.
Mm-hmm.
No, you have to see provider. You and provider won't get you X-ray and or etc. I don't need it. It's my body. I know what I needed. I need to protect my wrist, you know. And so I get really mad. There was exactly a year before I twist my knee in Anchorage when there was a state basketball, and you have to leave the dome and come back, and people been pushing. I twist my knee. I can't even walk. I came back to in here, and the doctor said, I go to the doctor. He said, you have arthritis. I said, doc, it's not arthritis. Holding so bad. The X-ray, all kind of things, don't it? No, you have bad arthritis. I told doc, I just twist my leg. This is not arthritis. It takes split second. There's arthritis not come. Or you have to find it on protect one provider, he said. And my 2-3 months later, I have bill from question from insurance letter, how I injured my shoulder.
Hmm.
Well, what kind of nonsense? That is in the record, my record. I go with the knee. He prescribed me 1,600 milligrams ibuprofen a day.
Mm-hmm.
I just called to my sister in Poland. With 3 days, I have an express mail with inflammatory infection, and after 3 days, everything go away. But I haven't changed to do that, but lots of people have no idea what's going on in there. And that was like, wait a minute, and I ignore it because that hospital is really good thing for the community. They give so many people working there, pretty much of everybody from Bethel, somehow connected to IK. But you know, on horror, I don't want to send them letter that is all wrong things what they reported to you, to the insurance, right? I wait another 2 months, and I have another letter, and they keep pushing. I still not open up. I don't want push and tell them that it's kind of the wrong thing what they're doing, and because that was the wrong thing what they do. But we still need the hospital, and we still need good treatment in there and more intention with the patients, and treat them with the respect. And if they need help and they need to be referred to Anchorage, in my opinion, they should be paid for it. If they do procedure in here, that's fine. If they're sending up to Anchorage, they have to find out which way, how they provide them. If they're not forwarded, I know few people would not have job, and they no go in there because they have no money for the traveling and hotel and stuff like that, and mostly for the escort because they're after surgeries and stuff, you have to have escort. They don't release you. They even don't do the surgery if you don't have escort. So you have to not only pay for yourself, but you have to pay for the escort. That's what they consider me. If they call and explain me or call to my phone, they all welcome and tell me I'm around. Because I bring them some of these names, what they really needed to know, and see what they say. Okay? And have a good day. This may be something negative, but the negative sometimes maybe turn for positive and do something.
Yeah, you had a real good issue there. You had voiced your opinion, and maybe we could hear from somebody from YKHC that takes care of this kind of stuff. And thank you very much, Sir Cesari. Just like you, have a really good day.
You too.
Enjoy the day. Smile. Give somebody a hug.
I always smile.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Bye. And we have Herman Morgan from Unyuk. Good morning, Herman. You got River Report and lots of news.
Well, River Report, I should still there.
Oh, okay.
Okay. But it's open about halfway across in front of Radiac, and I'll probably go for 6 feet raising, but snowing up here right now, so it doesn't depend on how the weather's going to be, how high water, but I was going to call and give a quick update on what's going on in Juneau. You're the new host, huh?
I'm Gabe King, and I'm supposed to be hosting with Diane or Peter Atchak, and unfortunately they're not here. I know Peter gave an advance that he was leaving town and haven't heard from Diane, so if Diane's in town, good morning to Diane, and yeah.
Could I
ahead.
What's going on? You know, I've been following it right now. The Senate, they already passed the 13, but $13 billion budget, and right now, I'll be giving this number again after and I'm done. Then you can call in to talk to the House to tell them that you want to restore the permanent fund and also not to approve the budget. That number is 844-586-9085. They had a place for a Republican call in. Yesterday they had one, and mostly people who work for the state or who get benefits, they call in. And they hardly hear from people out here. They need to hear, that person who took Jack Sanders' place. First, he voted to restore our full $2,700 dividend.
That's Zakolsky, the new representative, Zakolsky.
What's your name?
I know her last name is Zakolsky.
Anyhow, I'll tell you what's happening.
Okay.
The big picture, there's something happening throughout the world in Asia, in Europe, the United States. They have like a one-world government where they let everybody in, and it seems like it's lawlessness. It's happening in Asia. I was going to tell you about the danger of the sovereign nations, like Michael and saying, they represent us, because in Anchorage, there's crime going on. There's people stealing from stores and walking out. They call it SB-91.
Yeah, that SB-91 is...
You know what happened? At the meeting, the public comment, a lot of people, native organizations, they say they're the boss. They say they represent 56 villages, and they all support keeping SB-91 the way it is, to not arresting criminals. They say they represent us, but when the first organization first started, only few villages were there to say they want to be a part of it. So how can they say they represent all of us when we didn't even vote to be on it? You guys gotta really watch what's going on. Our so-called native representatives are being used. You guys need to call this number after 844-586-9085. Testify before that finance committee come to not approve this big budget that's going to raid our permanent fund and keep it permanently, and you get only $1,600. tell them to restore our permit, but count how many kids you have in your family. If you have three and you and your wife, that's almost $12,000. And the help, but you guys need to call on that alcohol meeting coming up later on. May call in or go to the meeting. We want to buy fire without all that food coming in so Canada can get rich and our people can suffer. After a public comment in that meeting and going that meeting, time to close them down, we don't need alcohol. All of a sudden, what happened? We have a shortage of alcohol all of a sudden. We don't need it, you know. We've got to watch what's happening to our people. You know, I'll close with this, you know. I read the Bible a lot, and it say toward the end that people get lawlessness, and Jerusalem will be surrounded by armies. We see that right now. That means the tribulation is coming, and we need to speak out against what's going on. We can't have this lawlessness, and people saying they represent us, you know. Call that number. And you tell them you want us to be, tell them you want an audit done on the governor's way of doing budget. Because since he came to power, Alaska is being ruined. We never asked for the sovereign government when they say represent us. Mm-hmm. You guys got to speak up for our people and pray and ask in Christ to use them to help us. That's the only way, folks. It's happening and it's real. Christ is coming back. You need to think of what's going on and speak up for our own native people, ourselves. They don't represent us. And thank you for allowing. I'll tell you one thing. Maybe other callers can limit our calls. But thanks for being there, okay?
At this time, you mentioned a number. Is that the Finance Committee, Senate Finance Committee, or it's a public information, or what is it?
Yeah, it's a place in Anchorage or Juneau where they take your name and they put you on the list and then they tell you, you stay on there and you could speak, you could tell them what's going on. But, you know, we want our full permit fund restored. They can't be giving it to foreigners. They're giving $6,000. They're saying, you know what, they give the homeless maker $6,000. That's attracting more people to go in there to depend on welfare state. It's going to collapse Alaska's economy. They should give us another permit fund so we could using our community to provide jobs and businesses, and they're going the wrong way. But call that Ivy and call this number 844-586-9085.
Okay, that number. I'm still. What that number was for? What?
That's the number you call in to testify when they're having meetings. It's a I think it's a legislative office number, but that's a number you call in if you're an attendant lawmaker that they're going the wrong way. They need to go back before this governor came to power. It's ruining our state.
Yeah, I was watching, when was that, maybe a couple of weeks ago, the late Governor Hammond on a permanent fund issue. So, it's in public media. I believe that they have it recorded. If people will go check out our late Governor Jay Hammond on this matter, so...
Sure,
I think
sure.
I believe that's very informative that Governor Hammond spoke what he had to say in this documentary. I believe it's available. I don't know where, but we surely can find out.
Okay, go change your political party away from Democrat or Independent because man, they're not changing us. Okay, on, huh?
Yeah, thank you very much, sir, Nick, for your information, your input, and your concerns.
Herman, I'm sorry.
Okay. Okay, you have yourself a really good day out there, and thank you. Okay, got a message here for those who are just tuning in. If you're listening to the friends and family of Emma Moses, her funeral will be on Saturday, tomorrow, April 28th, at 1 p.m. at the Bethel Catholic Church, and the feast is to follow at the parish hall. Once again, that funeral is tomorrow, 1 p.m. at the Bethel Catholic Church, and the feast to follow at the parish hall. And thank you very much. And I have an email here from Chalista. It says, good day to you, or rather, something in regards to Chalista. It says, good day, you all. The email here says, all you Chilista shareholders out there, remember the annual meeting coming up in July this year to be held at the Bethel Regional High School. This is your chance to start making your planning arrangements to Bethel for the annual meeting. I believe all meetings should be held annually in Bethel and or rotated in the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta hubs of Aniak and St. Mary's and Bethel. The majority of shareholders live in these areas and would make more sense for local and region-wide shareholders to attend these one-day meetings. Currently, they are held in each of the 56 villages and Anchorage annually, with really no heads up which village they are holding them at until the last minute. Many of these villages are so isolated and really have no accommodations and no means of air travel, travel or ground transportation. Anchorage is too expensive as well, most expensive to travel to. Also, why are Chilista checks being mailed out from Indiana? Question mark. It don't make no sense, more than a week to receive them. Many folks out here don't have the means to sign up on your website. And, you know, I believe that's true. Many of us or many people don't have internet at home. So that was a message from a concerned Chilista shareholder. And good morning. We have Stella on the air. Good morning, Stella.
Hi. Good morning. I'm just enjoying my morning, having Rufak. I just got back from Tuxuk Bay yesterday. It was nice to visit back home. And while I was over there, I was noticing there's a lot of people were drinking, and I was going to say that the troopers needs to start going to the airport, checking through their baggage, even though when they go to the village, the tribal council or to all the villages need to check people's luggage or box because bringing home some alcohol, it's no good. And, so anyways, yeah, just when I was coming back by plane, it was really windy, bumpy, kind of, you know, hitting the air pockets, you know, tickle your stomach. Mm-hmm. But anyways, the search and rescue, they're still not giving up finding that boy from Tunuunik. So they keep waiting for the low tide to go down so they could still search for his body by the rocky island that took some place. And I kept on encouraging some people back in Tuxuk, you know, I was like, oh, God, no, but it's, you know, your kids are more important than alcohol.
Okay, I'm going to ask you a question, Stella. There are communities and villages throughout the Delta that have kept it dry, being dry, and they cannot have alcohol or any sort of alcoholic beverages in some villages, and those are the areas that need to be addressed, and thank you for bringing that up. I don't know if Tuxuk is a damp, wet, or a dry community. Do you know?
I'm not sure, but I know that there's a lot of people are still bringing alcohol to the village, and I saw Charlie Moses, I think he's one of the tribal council members, and I was like, Charlie, what happened? Did they quit searching people's bags? Yes, they quit, but I was like, when I was coming up, my dad story come that they should still continue searching for people's bags, boxes, and backpacks when they're bringing alcohol, especially drugs, too. But, just also want to say my condolences to the family. I just heard it this morning on the radio. So, yeah, it was a good visit at Tuk-Tuk. Was watching you walk dance. And also I went to Okhoek Seal Party. Somebody had seal party with one. So brought fresh sea oil and seal meat.
That sounds good. Okay, Stella, thank you so much for calling and giving all your concern here. And you have yourself a good day. And thank you for your concern about what's going on in the community. And Payana, you have yourself a really good day. Thank you.
Oh, you too.
All right.
Okay, bye.
Bye. And good morning to Dwayne. Dwayne, you're on the air.
Hey, good morning. I just wanted to give a river report.
Okay, where are you calling from? Oh, Kalskag area. Okay, yes, sir. Go right ahead.
Okay. The sides of the river are starting to open up, and the ice is pretty much level with the middle of the river. Water hasn't come up too much, but just enough to raise that side up. And also looking like water starting to be in the middle of the ice sections where it looks like it's starting to needle up a little bit. So you could see that there's water starting to form, but no movement yet here. Just wanted to give a little report from Kalskag.
That's very informative there, Dwayne. And out down here too. I guess people should know by now that they should use caution when they're traveling. And I know most people use caution, and they always let family or friends member know that where they're going and what they're up to.
Yeah, they should just stay off the river. Period.
Period. Yes, ample warning. I mean, if they go out there, it's at their, what do we always hear, at your own risk.
Yeah.
And like John said this morning, he said, if a person's life in jeopardy, then the searching party is also jeopardized as well.
Yes. So, all right, thank you. Just wanted to give a little report.
Thank you, Dwayne. Good to
morning.
Hear from you. You have yourself
yeah.
Enjoy your spring. And a lot of birds are coming in. Thank you so
sure
much.
Will.
Okay, we have a Charlotte from the coast, Chivac. Good morning, Charlotte.
Good morning, Gabe.
Good morning, good morning.
Recently I was listening to the Yupik talk show, and one thing that drew me out most was the analysts were talking about those ponds. Well, in this day and age, the global warming, it's one of the problem. And
the what again? You said the ponds?
The ponds.
Oh, yeah. The ponds around the everywhere.
Yeah. Everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And some ponds are really, really deep.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to address this, all these to young people. At least even you're walking out in tundra where life starts.
Life vest. Wow.
Yes.
Life vest.
You need to wear life vest in order to wander around in tundra.
Yeah, because all of this permafrost I noticed within the last, 10 years, but since last, or maybe the last 5 years, is progressed, and the permafrost under the tundra is melting fast.
Yes.
Even
and
some.
I can prove it. Twice I fell in the deepest pond when I was trying to gather buttercups. And twice I fell in and I never reached the bottom. So it was like two years ago.
Mm-hmm. That's very wise decision or information you're giving wearing life vests.
Yes.
Wow.
A very light life vest, and it will save so many, especially that pole,
mm-hmm.
the ayagun, the stick that you will mm-hmm. carry out. No matter where you go, it will surely save you.
Mm.
And one thing that I noticed to the elders before, whenever they're going out, they put a string around their, whatever they're using, they would put a little rope around their waist. And it's a lifesaver as well. Mm. It'll keep the heat in. And not the cold coming in. And even if you fall in deep water, it will let you keep afloat.
Mm. Your jacket, when you tie a rope
yes.
around your jacket
mm-hmm.
or parka
yes.
or kasbak or... Make sure they're
mm-hmm.
waterproof though, right?
Doesn't have to be waterproof.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. It will surely save you too as well.
Yeah, I noticed.
The tips.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
A lot of ponds are dried up.
To all the young people that are going out tundra at this time, and not just here in Chivak, I guess it's all over.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Take a lot of caution, especially this time of the year. I know a lot of young kids like to go out and go hunt, so. They like to go out there and look for birds and go hunting out there. And hopefully the parents are giving them these warnings and advices to
mm-hmm.
go out there. It's not like it used to be back in the 80s anymore. It's really warm out there. It's been like
sure
that for it's been like that pattern for the last 5 or 6 years.
Mm-hmm. But 2 years ago, to me, it was the worst one.
There's somebody that would like to talk to you, and I'll turn her over to you. Good morning. You're listening to All This Advice. This is Gabe King sitting in with you, hosting for Diane, and Peter Atchek is out of town. Numbers are to call are 543-5985 locally. 543-2756, toll free at 800-995-8954, or you can email us anonymous or whatever, radio@kyuk.org. So the phone lines are open. I see a number up there, 858-2686. I don't know what that is for, but I see that on the board, but if you have anything to talk about, please call. The numbers again are 543-5985, 543-2756, 800-995-8954, or email radio@kyuk.org. We appreciate those callers that were calling from Aniak, Jokbalak, and some other areas. We don't know what's going up there in Nikolai, but if somebody or... either downriver, especially downriver, I believe, can give us some river reports. And there's quite a few things going to be happening. We're going to have U.S. Senator Dan Sullivan come in May 1st, and he's going to be on the air here on KYK from 11 a.m. to noon. There's going to be a Yupik translator. There's a lot happening in our nation's capital, and you have a chance to ask questions to somebody who is there to represent you. So call in with your questions for the senator or email your questions to news@kyuk.org or go to KYUK's Facebook Messenger, and they're giving you a big thank you in advance. Perhaps this is my opinion. If Senator Dan Sullivan would Of course, I guess he'll have a vehicle and then try it. Try to drive the streets of Bethel. If you agree, raise your hand. Anyways, nobody's on the lines right now, and they're available. 543-5985, 543-2756, 800-995-8954, or email radio at kyk.org. We heard from a lady from 4-H earlier saying that they're not taking any more drop-in kids. They're not dropping off kids there anymore. So if you have questions, please give her a call over at the teen center. And unfortunately, I don't have the number for the teen center. But anyways, they're doing a great job doing 4-H activities. And there's a lot of positive things happening here on Bethel, like a swimming pool. The 4-H center is 543-2088. And you can give them a call and ask them what's going on there. Anyways, time now is about 12 minutes after 11. The phone lines are open. We have roughly less than 25 minutes to call. And good morning. We have Yvonne Wuska on the air. Good morning, Yvonne.
Good morning.
Good morning to you.
You know what dawned on me?
What dawned on you?
You know.
Sunshine?
Nope. We've got generations of families being raised here in Bethel and in the YK Delta.
Yes, true.
And I'm on my fifth generation. I think my wife's on her sixth. I bet people are on their seventh.
So.
And what burns me up is they got all these bad things, negative things. And you know what? The newcomers didn't bring forth this liquor and liquor store. Local people did. Come on, people, what's wrong with you?
Yeah.
We're raising our grandkids. People are coming in, raising their families. Well, I'm mad because our children have no say. They can't vote. All we folks, like that lady said last week, liquor stores. Oh, the good thing, play that swimming pool up there. Little teen center. Come on, people. And what makes me mad more, they see after 50 years and they backstab us and open a liquor store. Another thing is the sea lion, they come to our trying to open that Caribou liquor store now. Come on, you know that's not good for our people here. All over Alaska. Well,
Yvonne, you're going to attend that meeting that Ruth mentioned earlier?
And... In closing, as Americans, our dads, our moms, otherwise our family, they fought evil in World War II. They combined with Russia and Winston Churchill. They fought evil and won. That's why we're enjoying our freedom.
Yeah, our
And they did it sober.
Yes, that's true. Out there,
hey,
revolutions.
Hey, you keep interrupting me. And I know there's that saying as Americans, let's make America great again. It might as well be for Bethel. We got to start someplace.
Hey, Yvonne, I got a question.
And for our, especially for our children. And right now, grandchildren, yeah. And come on, people. Enough liquor stores. And you know that's bad for... I quote that man from Fairbanks. He was speaking for his community. And I'll say the same what he said. I quote him. That's a lie. There's no place for a liquor store and marijuana store. And so does our villages. That's all, Gabe. Good morning.
Hey, Vaughn, I want to ask you something. Maybe you should try to run for something, senator or whatever. You have a pretty strong voice, so I'm just a suggestion there, Yvonne.
I hate to disappoint you, but my family's first.
But thank you for that concern.
When there's a voice needed, I'll be there, along with other good people. Okay.
Okay. Thank you, Yvonne. That was very, very strong message from Yvonne Waska. You heard it here on KYUK, and I'm sure he's not the only one, but I believe there's many more out there. So please keep your calls coming in. And we have a Mark. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, good morning. When I was talking about the press club awards, I neglected to congratulate Greg Lincoln at the Delta Discovery for picking up a couple of awards for his great photography.
Yes.
So I just wanted to wanted to say that also. And everybody remembers Lisa Deamer, who lived out here reporting for the Anchorage Daily News. She's since left them and gone to work for the Raspies Foundation, but she actually received kind of the top award, what they call the First Amendment Award from the Alaska Press Club, for her entire body of work. But she always did a great job reporting on news out here in the Delta. So that was all I had there. I feel bad that I forgot to mention Greg when I was going down the list of winners. And so congratulations to him, and congratulations to Lisa Deamer.
Wow, those are good awards. And yep, I agree with you. Congratulations to our Tender Drums, or rather, Delta Discovery newspaper man.
Yeah, all the hard work journalists here in Bethel. Okay, thanks.
All right, hey, thank you, Mark. Yep. And you heard it from Mark, and he's keeping up with all these awards, positive things like our news team that are winning or awarded these great recognition. And also we have a Wilson from Bethel. Good morning, Wilson.
Yeah, good morning there, happy people.
Happy people, yes, yes, sir. And there's like some not so happy out there.
You know, we go through our ups and downs. We just have to learn how to deal with it. And if you can, speak up. You know, it's good to stand up for what you believe in is right, you know. And what I believe in is that the Bethel Police Department, they need help. I don't know how could they get any help from the city council or city manager. You know, they need help being better servants of the people that they serve. Because I feel like I'm not being served in a good way when it comes to the Bethel Police Department. You know, even my family members, you know, we have done courtesy calls to different, you know, for the police department to do this and that. And even if we're doing courtesy calls on safety of kids, you know, the police department, if we were to remain or request to remain anonymous, that's between me and the police department, and the people that I'm making a courtesy call on, welfare check or whatever, that should be, it should be treated as an outside call instead of the repercussions of us making a courtesy call or welfare check on an infant or child or elder or whoever. Yeah, that's, I still have yet to go to the police department and fill out a statement as far as what the dispatcher has done, or whoever follows or who is not following protocol on a call to the police department. You know, if I made a call and I want to remain anonymous, but I'm just having them check on someone, I shouldn't get repercussions from that person I was calling on their welfare, saying, how could you call the police on me? You know, and here I'm just trying to look out for their welfare. But that's a repercussion of the police dispatcher not following protocol. If it's what they call that, anonymous report, that's what it's supposed to be, anonymous. Anyway, I still have yet to hear from the police chief. I left 100 messages for him to call me, and not even once has he called me, the Bethel police chief.
Wilson, can I advise you on something? You know, the police department, I believe, or the first responders here in Bethel are doing quite a bit for the community. They must... I know they're extremely busy since the liquor store opened, and that they are extremely busy out there. And you're right that they do need a lot of help. And we got to give a big thank you to the first responders for what they're doing out there for the community. And I know they have been awfully busy every single day, 24 hours a day. So as far as you're concerned about that, but you know that. That's your opinion, and thank you so much, Wilson, for your call and for your concern.
And be safe out there. Watch out for the hunters, you know. Don't shoot toward town and all that good stuff. Teach your young hunters out there the right procedure for going out walking in the tunnel way back there. Thanks.
Yep. Hey, thank you, Wilson, and you have a good smiley day too. Anyways, thanks, and that was Wilson giving his input, and good morning to Andy. Good morning, Andy. You're on the air.
Hey, how are you guys doing today?
We're doing good. We're doing good, and we're hanging. Well, we got to put up with the weather, but we got to be thankful of the weather.
We do have to be thankful for the weather, and actually that's partly the reason that I'm calling, because as it gets warmer and the ice deteriorates, that means every day is a day closer to breakup, and I'm calling because... As for many years now, this year, once again, I'm involved in the Breakup Bash.
Wow, awesome.
Which is funded by Bethel Community Services Foundation. And my role is primarily to put together an event involving music down by the riverbank.
And who's going to be performing?
This year, so far, we have two acts signed up. One is the Bethel Regional High School UPIC Dancers.
Ooh, okay.
They've performed the last couple of years. They're excellent. We've also got Mike McIntyre and friends to play some rock and roll for everybody. It'll be the same thing as normal. We'll have the Crowley flatbed truck down there at the river. Thank you, as always, to Crowley. They do that without question every year. They donate their flatbed. And then, of course, the Bethel Community Services will have the hot dogs and the Kool-Aid. And as every year, we don't know yet what day that's going to take place. Normally, the way it happens is if we have an afternoon and or evening breakup, meaning the tripod trips the actual string and stops the clock, the breakup bash will be the next day.
Hopefully it'd be nice and sunny.
That would be ideal. Yes.
Yeah.
Now, if breakup happens in the morning prior to noon, we will try to do it that evening, and it usually starts right about 5 o'clock, 5 to 5:30. The music will start playing, and we go for a couple hours and make sure everyone gets their fill of hot dogs and Kool-Aid, and then it's over. And
yeah,
do it again until next year. So.
I've attended those, and there's some vendors out there giving away, like, for example, free life vests and so forth. And
yep.
I did enjoy the hot dogs, and I did enjoy mingling around and walking around and meeting friends. And I mean,
it is a really good time. We've been doing it now. I know from the music side, I've been involved for about 15 years, and every year it's something different. We've had it snow on us. We've had rain. We've had wind. We've been there when the actual flooding started to happen, and it surrounded the flatbed truck, and the crowd had to move about 50 yards onto the road to be able to watch the music. But it's always something different. And lastly, just remember, folks, when you're down there, watch your kids along the seawall there and make sure nobody is...
Yeah, especially the kids. And I notice there's people with vehicles. I know Bethel is growing, and People are curious and they want to drive down, and they please use a lot of caution, especially the little ones, and you're driving, and Bethel is getting more and more vehicles, and I notice it gets full down there.
Absolutely. So, yeah, those are all great, great points. Lastly, just stay tuned to KYUK and Facebook, and we will be letting everybody know as far in advance as we can that the Brick of Ash will be happening on this such and such day. But we hope to see everybody in town down there on the riverbank soon. So thank you very much, guys.
Hey, thank you for that information. And that was your Andy from Bethel Community Services. And we'd like to thank all those vendors that are supporting this event. It's a positive thing, and it's a good thing. And thank you, Andy, for calling that. And hopefully when the break of, I hope it's sunny and warm and nice warm south winds and bird singing. And I have an anonymous email here. It says, youth can have a say on alcohol through making posters. Be high on life without alcohol. Wow, that sounds very, very positive. And this has been Gabe King sitting in with you this morning. I was solo on this talk line for the first time in my life, and we had a lot of good information from people upriver giving us our river reports and a few concerns of, from local citizens here in Bethel and from abroad, like the villages, and giving us positive information, being safe out there, and being safe is a positive thing for you. We will listen to you next Friday, and hopefully Diane will be here and Peter Achak will be here. And all of you guys, today is Friday. A lot of things happening, and there's a Saturday market as usual over at the Cultural Center. And have a nice weekend.